Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy and Body of the Ole Miss Spirit. Terrence Davis. Well, you couldn't give me more hell than what the softball's hitting my truck out here. You know what I mean? Oh, it's hilarious.
Man, if that was me, man, I apologize, man.
Here, home news right here.
I know you got Allstate.
I got an 04.
Progressive, maybe.
Bro, I got a paid off old ass truck. It's supposed to get hit by softball. You know what I mean? If it wasn't, you know, what we doing?
But I'm saying that's when insurance come in play. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Insurance, they'll pay for it.
So when I file my claim, right?
Yeah.
What am I going to say? Pete Golden slapped my shit with softballs.
That's a tough one. You got to give him something else.
So Terrence Davis, Ole Miss basketball great. How we feeling, man? First of all, what a cool event, right?
Yeah. No, it's a blessing, man, just to be out here. You know, I thought I'd never be in front of Ole Miss fans competing again. Mm. And, man, here I am, you know, doing something. Something's fun, man. It's a blessing for sure.
Was baseball, softball, is this new for you? Or have you been about this life for a minute?
Oh, no, this is for sure new. I always wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
It just always interfered with, you know, AAU basketball, travel basketball. So I never really got a chance to. But I do play, you know, MLB 25, the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you work your way up from the from high school to college to the minors. Man, mm-hmm. You know,
you're talking to somebody who could take you on those sticks any day.
Bro. No way. No.
Terrence, listen to me. All right, I'm your elder. You are better. Like, I will never know how to dunk. I will never know what it feels like. I'll never know what six-pack abs are about, Terrence Davis. But you know what I do know? We got them sticks on MLB The Show. It's a wrap. All right? I can only talk shit about one thing. No, but yes, it was really cool because – you stepped up to the plate, and I was like, I don't know what this is going to look like. You got into a little bit of a groove.
A little bit of a groove, man. 3 minutes was a little tiring, man.
That's what I'm saying. Did you get tired? Did you get gas?
Oh, for sure. I got winded at the end.
Gas more there, or when you're playing in an NBA game, you know, that was probably more exhausting, that little spurt there, right?
Man, it's something different for sure.
You got you some home runs, though.
Oh, yeah, man. It's fun. That was fun, man. I'll do this every year, you know. This is fun for sure.
Well, no, what we need to do next year, get you out here for like a golf tournament.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I just recently started golfing lately, man. Like last year, I started.
You're an old man now. You got the wife and kid, bro.
Man, me and Brian Tyree got me out. We actually going tomorrow. He just got in town.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to go tomorrow.
Shout out Brian Tyree.
Yeah, that's my guy, Ty Fo. All SEC now. Mm-hmm. First team.
Love that kid.
Two times.
He was a bucket.
Yeah, no, definitely different. Let me grab you real quick. Definitely different.
All right, so.
But yeah, golf tournament would be awesome.
I'm saying. All right, so have you picked up on it pretty good, though?
I haven't birdied yet. I've definitely parred a few times.
Then you playing. You're in the game.
I did a back nine the other day. I shot 50.
50?
50. Now, that's not good at all. But it's,
I don't know, man.
We're starting somewhere.
I think I might give a left leg for a 50 right now. Man, we're gonna be honest with you.
It's just like, man, it's so competitive. It's like almost impossible what you're trying to do with getting this ball 400 yards into this small cup. But I enjoy it.
Well,
I really do.
Well, listen, if you can for one day get out here and hit some tanks and softball. Buddy, you actually working at golf. You know what I mean? You're going to be scratching everybody pretty soon. You know what I mean?
Man, hey, I hope so. My wife got me fitted for some golf, for some clubs.
Oh, good. She's getting grips fitted for you. You're officially an old man.
Yeah.
Like, next thing you know, you're going to be falling asleep in a recliner watching the Golf Channel. You know what I mean?
Hey, I can definitely see that in the future, for sure.
But your career, man, in the NBA. This guy is very special. Obviously the Ole Miss and stuff, but I've known you for a minute. It's been a while. Dates all the way back to high school ball, and I'll never forget this. We were sitting there. I mean, you were about to leave Ole Miss, and you grad, and was talking about the future and all these kind of things. Said, Ben, you can go ahead and mark it down. I'll be in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, first with the Raptors, then you end up with the Kings, and Ole Miss has not had that kind of NBA presence very much in all its history. So first and foremost, man, what's it been like for you to reach that dream, to reach that goal, something that you set out to do and you did it? And obviously, you're still going, right? But for the career you've had, man, it's really cool, especially I know for the Ole Miss community to see it. So what's the journey been like?
Yeah, no, it's been unbelievable. Seriously, man, the amount of support that I've had and still have from Ole Miss fans, people in Mississippi, it's just been incredible, you know. And for me, you know, living a dream, man, it was just a dream come true just to be in the NBA. But, you know, being there, I've...
There it is. There's your TD.
That's bonus.
That's a bonus.
That's bonus, that's right?
I got a feeling Will Allen's about to clock us, man. Is that Will Allen hitting
that
now?
That is.
Ole Miss baseball legend, TD.
Yeah. Look, we got a chance to catch up in the dugout. And, man, that's what he do.
That's what he does. He does that, and he makes every middle-aged Ole Miss woman fall in love.
No.
I'm telling you, no.
Nah.
There are mom clubs in Ridgeland still talking about Will Allen. Don't hate on it now.
No, Will.
Will just got that. He got that pull about it. Here
it is. There's
a double.
There it is.
Oh.
Double ball.
Now, this guy right here is about to go catch it, man. I think he just made a business decision.
Yeah, that was definitely.
I think he was kind of.
Definitely a business decision.
I mean, this is too easy.
Yeah,
this is too easy.
Way too easy.
Come on, they're underhanding it.
My gosh!
At least give them a challenge. All right. So, what was the moment when maybe you're setting up to guard somebody, right?
Yeah.
Like, when did you go? Oh shit! I'm here. This is awesome.
You know, man,
you're still a kid at heart.
Well, I would just tell you my welcome to the NBA moment. You know, I was with Toronto. We're in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, wow.
It's preseason. It's not even a real – oh.
That's you, TD.
Oh. Boom.
Bonus after bonus after bonus.
That looked like it was coming straight from my head.
Hey, look, if it hits the camera, we got insurance. You hear me? If it hits me, you know, I'm screwed.
Oh, man.
You can keep hitting my big red
man,
truck.
How many
I don't
you
care
got
about
right
all
now?
That. Dude, like, at this
like
point
– 10.
At this point, what
oh,
are we
– Oh, wow. That's Kirby. That's Kirby. That's Kirby. Bow.
Kelvin Ball, you need to catch that one. Come on now, reach out. You got it.
Man, he's hitting real dingers.
Like, for real. That's what I'm saying. But Ben Van Cleve is giving him, like,
real dingers, man.
Like, what are we doing?
Man, that's leaving Swayze.
What are we?
Gotta leave Swayze.
Well, I hope so if they go underhand all of it. All right, so you're in Tokyo.
Tokyo. We're playing the Houston Rockets. Mm. And this one they had.
Kelvin Ball just threw his hat up trying to catch
it. Oh, man.
I mean, he's just hitting, like, throw it overhand. Sorry.
This one they had.
That James Harden?
Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Mm. And, man, that's coming. Mm. Man. Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Mm. And, I mean, those guys was just fiery. You know how Russell Westbrook plays.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, I don't know.
You're like he that. Just you started, like that a little bit.
He just started yapping at me, man. I'm like, well, what did I do? You know, and, you know, I wore number zero. You know.
He's trying to say
he's like, man, you got my number on. You want to be like me. I'm like, come on, Russ. So, you know, I'm not really saying much because who am I?
Right.
I'm a rookie. I'm getting paid. He get my paycheck. He doubles my paycheck when he get paid, or my whole salary when he get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
man, I must have made a move, got by, made a bucket on him, and won. And you know I'm flexed. Called him a little boy and some.
Like I said, he's a little. He's got a little rust. He's always had a little rust. Like when you're one of the nicest people I've ever covered, man. I've said that a million times. On the court though. It's different.
Man.
It turns into a dog, girl.
Man.
Turns into a dog.
So that was like my welcome to the NBA moment, man. You know, those guys just chirping. And to this day, you know, I see Rush, man. It's all love. You know, those guys are obviously, you know, my co-workers. You know, we all intertwine with each other.
Yeah.
So no, it's just a blessing to be, you know, be among guys like him who will be a Hall of Famer, you know, triple double machine, man. It's just amazing, seriously, you know.
How what is it like to be back at Ole Miss for you? I mean, as an old head now, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's got to be really cool because, you know, like, you, what is it different? Is there a lot? Like, what do you think about Chris and them and what they've been able to do, making a Sweet 16?
I love every bit of it. You know, I'm probably, like, I watch all Ole Miss sports. I mean, golf, softball. I was locked in the baseball game. I thought we was going to make the comeback, man. I had a bad night that night after. I was just so, you know, because it was there, man. You know,
it would have been just better to just get your butt kicked, you know, all the way through the 12 to 11.
I said, I'd rather take a blowout than this. Man, don't play with our feelings. But those guys had an awesome year, man. Every year, you know, Coach Mike, he's amazing, man. I hope he stay here until he want to leave, you know. Just he's incredible, you know, incredible person.
But I'll never forget this, man. Like your last year, you make the NCAA tournament, man. Oh my gosh, they climbed to get to that point for the program. And then, so as an alumni and someone who made up, like, turned Ole Miss and back to what it's supposed to be, get it back on the right track, right? What was it like seeing them get to the Sweet 16, Sweet 16, and matching the single season greatest accomplishment in history? Man.
It was just amazing to watch, man. Seriously, I remember playing. I was playing in the G League game, and we was playing in the Elite Eight. And I'm asking my wife, "What's the score of the game?" That's how locked in I am to Ole Miss sports, man. Basketball for sure. But I'm doing one of my games. I'm asking, "What's the score of the Ole Miss game? Did we win? What's going on?" And my wife said, "Nah, he lost by a few points." Mm. I was disappointed during the game.
Did it affect your play in the G League game?
It did not. I mean, hopefully it did not, but it's just I'm just so Ole Miss, man. I'm so locked into this school and this university, this program, man. I just love everything about it.
I just love that, like, all these years later, you're just like us still.
Yeah.
He's at work, it didn't matter. He's like, "What's the score?" Oh
man, but Ole Miss is incredible, man. Like I say, you know, when you're in Oxford, nothing else outside of Oxford matters.
That's coming right to me.
Yeah. Oh, he almost caught it with his hat.
She was just going to accept it.
Yeah.
She was going to accept her fate. Well, it's Ben Van Cleve is setting them up, TD, with like some lollipops.
Man. Yeah, Van Cleve.
You seem like you're getting some heaters, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you this. Coach Golden.
He's got a good swing. I was impressed with Coach Golden's swing.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to catch him.
I'm saying you look a little nervous to start because you're like, "Oh gosh, I'm doing something in front of God and everybody." But it's like it's the competitor in you, man. You locked in.
Yeah. For sure.
Started getting burning and turning.
For sure, man.
Oh man,
that one coming. Oh,
that's a can of corn. That's what I'd be hitting all day, every day if I even made contact. Now that's right.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, she was just gonna set her feet.
She just accepted.
I think she wanted to get hit by a ball to claim on the insurance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Claim some insurance or something, man. Okay. Can of corn.
Now you got me like you got me on edge with it, right?
Oh,
like,
you gotta be. Oh, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh no. Hey, Ben, are you good?
We're good.
Man,
we're good. Hey, that's the second chair.
My apologies.
That's the second chair I've broken today.
We have to be on the edge.
I
don't know how you sit here.
It was like blissful ignorance for a while, TV.
Wow.
But now I'm thinking.
I almost knocked you out the chair.
No,
man.
The chair's broken, though.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I tried to hold on.
Let's trade chairs.
No,
man.
No, no. This is the second chair I broke.
No.
Oh yeah. My big ass done broke that one. That one back there. I was kept everybody trying to dodge balls.
Yo, this is unbelievable, man.
Oh, it's so funny. If you had told me in the year of our Lord 2025 that I'd be sitting with TD.
I'm having a ball.
I'm saying.
I'm having a blast, man.
Now I'm sunk down a little further than I meant to be. So let's get a new chair again. Here we go. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Well, that's. No, the greatest thing about you.
TD took me out on that one.
The greatest thing about him having two, breaking two chairs is you brought extras. What made you think of bringing extra chairs?
I didn't bring them. At Riverland did, and I'm gonna have to pay some money.
Oh man, that coming out of your
Let's just put it this way: I was 250 on January 1, 2024. I weighed 211 pounds now, but you would think I weigh 300 pounds the way I'm feeling right now. I'm up here going, falling in it.
Man, Ben, this.
Oh, he made a diving catch.
Hey, them kids, hey,
they going for it, TD.
Take some of them names. Take their names.
This right here, it, for my wife and kids. If this almost took me out, but then Terrence saving me actually took my ass out. Hey, good news, beer didn't spill.
Yo,
beer didn't spill.
Yo, hey, we need to do a podcast, man.
Anytime you want. I told you this a long time ago. We need to start a podcast, man.
I'm having a ball right now.
I told you a long time ago.
I'm having a great time.
Terrence Davis, you'd be the best podcast partner ever.
I'm having a great time. Uh-oh, there she is. She collected.
Well, we broke a second chair, Billy. We broke a second chair.
You break it anymore? You had to call.
Watch what I do, TD. Watch what I do. Watch what God did.
Check him out.
What God did.
Sturdy.
I feel like a man.
Sturdy. Yeah,
we're good and solid now. All right, so who was that was hitting?
That's a legend.
Well, of course, it's 43. I couldn't tell who he was. I didn't hear it. All right. So, the wife and you have a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
She's two years old now.
She'll be two in August, late August.
How's fatherhood, man?
It's, man, honestly, it's incredible. You know, watching my kids just have fun with each other, enjoy each other, man. You know, siblings, they're gonna enjoy each other. They're gonna fight,
yeah.
And then they're gonna enjoy each other again. So just watching that and enjoying them, man. Enjoying, you know. Marriage, it's incredible. People, you know, I don't know what people, you know, marriage go through is dips and ups and downs, but man, I've been loving my marriage. You know, it's been short. It'll be 3 years in September, but man, it's been unbelievable. Seriously, man, I love my wife. She's an incredible partner. I really enjoy my family. Seriously.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Like, me and my wife will have been married 15 years, June 26th.
Amazing. That's amazing. You got any advice? You know,
I got a lot of advice. You really want it. Now I'm going to drop some truth on you. All right.
Drop some gems.
Always slap that ass. That's the first one. How do you think I'm playing?
Oh, my God.
Like, if you see her cooking, you know, like she's doing something innocuous. She's like getting the kids' bags ready, like their backpacks ready for school.
Yeah.
All right. And the thing is, pop and smack it.
So, okay.
All right.
That's fine. So what happens when she gets tired of this? Like when she's just
no, you don't ever talk. I'm not talking about like she did that once. I'm talking about every now and then.
Like, just,
damn,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
has it been growing? Like, what's going on?
Here's the thing. She's got that, like, moms, and your wife is a mom.
Yeah.
As they get older, they get more and more hooked on like Pilates and yoga.
Yeah.
And if they already were pulling a wagon, TD, if they were already pulling a wagon, the wagon becomes unstoppable. With the Pilates and the yogas. You hear me? And, you know, all I'm saying is my wife is beautiful. So that's my first piece of advice. I always smack. All right. Here's my second piece of advice. You ready? Be the one that cooks most often.
Okay.
I'm saying, like she come home, my girl, she's an elementary school teacher. You have dinner on the table? That's a free ride ticket. You hear me? That's a free ride ticket, TD.
Oh, I'm enjoying the gym.
I'm saying.
Gyms
I'm saying. And this is the God's honest truth. All of it's truth. Here's God's honest truth. Let go and let God. You let go and let God, bro.
Amen.
Change everything.
Amen.
It took me a minute to learn that one.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, it's biblical. God would say, hey, you love your wife and close what? Slapping an ass. God is good all the time.
All the time.
That's what I'm saying. So that's my wedding advice to you, Terrence Davis, on this legend basketball player. Man. Oh, see, what originally we were going to do like a watch along, and now, you know, we can't get that part of it going. So I think what the podcast is going to be is this right here, me and Terrence Davis, until this home run derby is done.
Yes,
and, you know, obviously what a cool event it's been, and it's one of my favorite things about it. And this is how this is a God thing for me, that I'm sitting here with my guy. TD. This dude right here put in the work, worked harder than you can even imagine, and went through a lot in his career. And man, to see you make it, with the Raptors was first of all fun.
Yeah, that was.
But like to see you stick and to see the career and to see that you continuing to go and to see you flourishing, man, it's a beautiful thing.
It's amazing, man.
It's a beautiful thing.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.